Happy Easter once again. Hallelujah. He is risen. Lent is finally over. Thanks be to God. The time of sacrifice and penance is over, and we finally get a party and feast and do all the fun things that we all do for Easter Day, because it really is a joyous, joyful, glorious day, the best day of the year, the greatest day of the year. I was over at the school the other day talking with the kids, trying to get them ready for Easter, trying to get them ready for Lent and everything. And I was over at All Saints, and I told them that, you know, Easter is the greatest day of the Christian year. It's the greatest day that we celebrate all year long. And they said, well, I thought Christmas was a better day than Easter, because, you know, Jesus can't die and rise from the dead unless he's first born, right? And I was like, well, yeah, that's a legitimate question. That's a very good question, and that's something to ponder on. But I tried to put it kind of as starkly as I possibly could. So I asked them, raise your hand if you've ever been born. And they all raised their hand. I said, okay, now put your hands down. Now raise your hand if you ever died, rose from the dead 3 days later, and during that time, you opened up the gates of heaven, you went down to the kingdom of the dead, grabbed all the souls that were down there that were worthy of heaven, took them up into heaven, placed them there, and then gave all the sacraments their efficacy, to where when you baptize people, the original sin is forgiven, whenever the Eucharist is consecrated, it becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, and all the other great sacraments that we have. Has anyone done that? No, a whole lot of no's around the room, so no one's done that. And so it is kind of difficult to kind of think about these things, but Easter truly is really, really great, the greatest feast of the entire year. It's a day when the gates of heaven are finally brought open, that day in which the infinite disparity that Adam and Eve caused between themselves and God is finally restored and finally healed. And so as great as Christmas is, because we all love Christmas, it is still second place to Easter Day, because God did this day what only God can do. No one else could restore humanity like he did. No one else could heal humanity like he did, could once again call all of us sons and daughters of God and restore us and heal that infinite wound caused by Adam and Eve with the first sin and at the fall. And so today is the reason we are all Christians. Today is the reason why we decide to live our lives for Christ. As great as Christmas was, today is the reason why the apostles continued to believe. Because they wanted to fall away from the faith. They wanted to run away from our Lord after his crucifixion. And they all betrayed him. But it's this day that restored hope. It's this day that actually brought about the renewal of the church and that actually allowed the church to continue to live on and go forward. Because this is the day Jesus defeated death. He fulfilled all of his prophecies and reclaims all of us as children of God. And when I was thinking about this day, just trying to think about kind of the context that those first Jews, that the apostles were kind of in, for some weird reason, King Theoden from Lord of the Rings came to my mind. And whenever in the second movie, which is my favorite, The Twin Towers, at the end of the movie, one of the Orichai have finally kind of almost overwhelmed Helm's Deep, and they've all kind of retreated back to that one little room inside of their castle, and King Theoden is basically just despairing, because he knows everyone's going to die. He knows this is the worst situation they could possibly have, and there's just no hope. And in his hopelessness, he says, "So much death. What can men do against such reckless hate?" I think that's what the apostles were kind of thinking. I think that's the kind of mindset they were in. They just saw their best friend be crucified. He was the best guy they knew. He had brought people back from the dead. He had healed people. He fed people. He did all these amazing things. And the worst thing he did was claim that he was God. And rightfully so, because he was. And so he didn't deserve that cruel death. And even after that cruel death, it's not like crucifixion just magically stopped in the Roman Empire, or being abused or abusive of those who weren't Roman citizens, or making sure that if the Jews weren't towing the line, that something really bad might happen to them. All those things still happened. And so they were just scared. They were terrified. They were wondering, what are we going to do? Even Peter and Andrew were both crucified. And so this threat of the Roman Empire continued. The Jews were very much still under the thumb of the Romans each and every day, and this was a daily ordeal for the Jews. But they didn't need to fear death anymore. They saw what Jesus had done. The greatest threats the Romans had was putting them to death, was torturing them, crucifying them, doing all these horrible things to them. But even that was taken away out of their grasp. And now even that wasn't a threat to them, because now our Lord had risen from the dead. He had opened the kingdom of heaven. And so they knew now what was on the other side. Because before, with the fall of Adam and Eve, the gates of heaven were closed. And they're like, man, whenever we die, what's going to happen? Because we're not quite sure. But with Jesus rising from the dead, opening those gates, they now know what's on the other side. They see that hope, that joy, that peace, that paradise that our Lord has promised them. They see how amazing that's going to be. And so they decide, we can live for this man. We can live in accordance with this truth, because he is truly risen. He defeated death. And so we don't need to feel physical death nor spiritual death, because we have hope. We have hope that our Lord wants to save us. We have seen with our own eyes how much Jesus loves us and desires us to be in his kingdom with him. And so they can rejoice in that. They can be happy. They can be joyful. They can have this greatest hope that even the Roman Empire can't take away, despite their power, despite their influence. Because death is something not to fear anymore. They know that they can have a true life with Almighty God, because they've lived their lives, and we live our lives as well. It's almost as if it's always the dawn, and the sun's about to break the horizon, but never just quite does. We never quite see Almighty God the way we're going to see him in heaven, but he's always peeking around the corner with his grace, with his sacraments. He's always kind of peeking around the corner, but we never see kind of the fullness of God himself. But after the sun rises, after our death, that's whenever we really see the sun in its fullness. The fullness of the sun comes out, we face a particular judgment, and if we are judged worthy, we go to heaven to be with Almighty God. And that's whenever this blinding light that was blinding before our death now becomes this comforting light, now becomes this joyful light, this hopeful light, this beautiful light. And we see that we were made for this light, and that this light is a person. Now this person actually made us. He called us into being. He's called us by name. And he wants us to be with him for all eternity, each and every day of eternity. And he gives us a body, a resurrected body, that can soak up that hope, soak up that light, that is, doesn't shrivel up because the light is too great, is too powerful, is too almighty. But he gives us a body and a soul that can finally soak up that light and soak up the source of life itself. And so we too can be with him for all eternity. So the Jews no longer have a reason to fear, just as we no longer have a reason to fear. We know what's on the other side. We know our Lord calls us into his kingdom. We know that he wants to be with us for all eternity. So do we have the boldness to live for him, as the disciples are soon going to be called to live for him in a more magnificent way, in a more bold way? And so let us not fear, brothers and sisters, because Jesus Christ always gives us that light. He always gives us that hope. And this is truly a day of reckoning, truly a day, a glorious day that we should always celebrate to the best of our abilities, because this is the day that Jesus made it possible for us to be with him in paradise for all eternity. So let us celebrate this day to the best of our ability, to truly enjoy our family time, but truly be thankful that the one Jesus Christ came and took on flesh, died for our sins, but then defeated that death itself.